This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we saw in Romans 15, 14 through 33, how Paul maintained perspective and discipline in his life and ministry. In those same verses, you can discover how he maintained spiritual dynamic in his life and work. First, he made sure what he set out to do was biblically based. Always ask yourself, what biblical reason do I have for considering a project or activity? You will find inner strength from God if what you do has a biblical foundation. Second, he made sure what he did was prayerfully undergirded. He pleaded for his brothers to join his prayer struggle in verse 30. Ask yourself, have I prayed over this matter sufficiently? Do I have prayer support from others? Don't expect God's blessing without it. Third, he realized the importance of being a team player. Paul knew he couldn't do what had to be done without the help of others. Join me, he asked in verse 30. He wanted to be refreshed in their company, verse 32. Look at the list of names of people who helped him in Romans 16. They were part of his team. They were strategic to him and his work. Yes, Paul worked deliberately. Clearly, he knew where he had been and what he had done. He knew where he was and where he was going. He had a strong, motivating purpose. He had clear goals as he moved from place to place, and he worked hard to complete the tasks and objectives to enable him to achieve his goals. No wonder he succeeded. You can too if you work at maintaining perspective, discipline, and spiritual dynamic in your life and work.